Now, we don't know what causes it, but, you know, we're saying GERD's a possible cause. Another could be a conversion reaction, okay? We talked about that in functional voice disorders. But if you see PVFM in middle-aged women, it's often with those that have a history of sexual abuse. So again, it's a way for dealing with excessive stress. So in other words, when they go to talk, their vocal folds, or when they're breathing, their vocal folds are going to close as if they're getting ready to talk. So it's going to be hard. You can also see it as an inappropriate laryngeal constriction that's typical of a focal dyskinesia, okay? Now, what do I mean by a focal dyskinesia? I mean that is, dys is not, kinesia has to do with muscle movements, okay? So the muscles are not moving appropriately. And when I say focal, it's in one area. So it could be like adductor spasmodic dysphonia, which we're also going to talk about in this lecture, okay? So get a real strain. Now, adductor spasmodic dysphonia means that the vocal folds are going to come together too tightly while speaking. This is the reverse. It's going to come together tightly when they're trying to breathe. But the idea behind this is that it does have a neurological basis. It's a dyskinesia. So, you know, here we've got the first one is a more of a psychogenic issue and a neurological issue. So when we deal with some of these more irregular types of voice disorders that the typical voice therapist doesn't see, if you're in a medical setting, you'll see these. And when Ms. Gaziano comes to talk with us, she sees a good number of these cases because of the allergist. Okay, she works with allergy doctors who refer these kinds of patients to her. So you could see a lot of them or not see so many, but you've got your typical causes. You've got GERD, you've got a psychogenic, and a neurological possibility.